You that are with jest delighted, come give ear a while to me. You shall hear of one requited according to his lechery. A vintner gallant, brisk and valiant, had a fair and comely maid. He did endeavor to deceive her, so on a time to her he said, "Come, my damsel, fair and pretty, thou art beauteous in my eye, and thou art exceeding witty, I do long with thee to lie." But she denied and him defied, and seemed loath to him to yield, but in the end did love pretend, by which she thought he'd won the field. The maid was honest, just, and civil, and abhorred his base intent. He was deluded by the devil, but she unto her mistress went, and told her all was to befall, at which she seemed to be enraged. But her passion was a rash one, and could not quickly be assuaged. The house of office, the maid told her, was the place where they should meet. The good wife then did grow more bolder, and resolved for to seat. In discontent she thither went, her husband's folly to find out, where it is said he with his maid had bargained to have about. This maiden's beauty was bewitching, but mark the bravest jest of all. Some were drinking in his kitchen, and did for a reckoning call. Away went he immediately, and like an inconsiderate blade, did there relate and simply prate how he had bargained with his maid. And to the company declared, if any of them did desire his maid to him, she should be spared, which set one youngster's heart on fire. Away went he most hastily, and there he found the vintner's wife, the maid he thought for whom he sought, which bred much discontent and strife. But yet he verily believed it was the maid and none but she. But this the vintner sorely grieved when he knew it certainly. Near to the fire he did admire his honest servant there to see, but little thought that he had wrought his shame and infamy. "Where is your mistress?" quoth the master, and began to be afraid, half mistrusting the disaster of which himself the ground had laid. But them he watched, and so he catched them both together coming out. The gallant he undoubtedly with his dear wife had had about. But oh, how simply he did look then, when the sight he chanced to see. The man he see was much mistook then, which did vex him heartily. Oh, he did fret, but yet the net which he had for his servant laid, his forehead crowned, at which he frowned, but was not this a subtle maid? Thus you may see who digs a hole, thinking to cause another's fall. In their own nets sometimes do get, let this be warning to you all. Your honest wives love as your lives, and by them set a mighty store. It brings but shame unto your name, ever to meddle with a whore.